is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. It's Tuesday the 23rd of June. I think we're in week 13 of lockdown now, although we're starting to unwind it a bit. I'd like to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor. This show is sponsored by Colin Batt Removals, your award-winning removals and storage specialists. Whether you need to move house, offices, you need temporary storage for a renovation, or you need regular storage for stock, they have a solution for you. For more information, visit their website, which is www.colinbattremovals.co.uk. That's Colin Batt with a double P. Or you can call the lovely Emily on 01233 740395. That's 01233 740395. A huge thank you to Colin Batt Removals for sponsoring this week's show. Now, we've got something a little special this week for you. We're in fact being joined online on Twitter by the lovely folks from the ZC Social Media Challenge Group, and they're getting involved in a Twitter chat around the Business Bunker Show while we're on air today. And we've had dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and hundreds of tweets. We normally get a lot of tweets during the show anyway, but especially today. So thank you all for joining in. I will try and give you all a shout out. Do forgive me if I miss you, because there's quite a lot of you and I need to try and keep up, but do join in around the hashtag ZC Social Media and the hashtag BBunker. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests. We've got two great guests that we're going to be talking to as the show unfolds, and we're also going to have a catch up with the lovely Jill Sirkin in one of our regular Zoom chats. So do sit back, kick back, and enjoy the show. I need to start giving you some of these shout outs from Twitter as well. A new listener, Pink Spaghetti PA Services from Fannett, has said, "Hello, Paul. I'd love and be honoured to receive a shout-out on today's show." Well, that's very kind of you, and we're more than happy to give you a shout-out. Please give the lovely Vicky, for it is her, a follow, and her Twitter handle is PinkSpag_Vicky, and that's VIKKIE. So, give her a follow, and a big shout out to Pink Spag PA Services over there in Thanet and Canterbury. To my lovely friends Bev and Tony, Chips and Dinks, they say have a great show today. The sun's shining and we're all having fun. So that's great news. I'm also getting some news just coming in, some breaking news. Hospitality is to reopen from the 4th of July. That's pubs, restaurants and hotels. Oh, that's Independence Day, isn't it? 4th of July. And it's also going to be 1 metre distancing that's coming along. So it looks like we're at week 13, eventually starting to unwind where we are and try to get back to a little bit of normality, which is fantastic news. What else have we got here? I tell you what, I'm just going to run through a lot of the people that have tweeted and just give them a first shout out. And these are all the lovely folks from the Twitter chat at ZC Social Media Challenge Group. There's Amy Jane Aesthetics, I Trust Assurance, The Jigsaw Company, Studio GB Photography, Food and Drink Tours, Louise Hubbard, Shelley Nye, Kent Roofing Services, Graham Baker Photography, the Asian Single Parent Network, and my old mate Phil Wilson of Pip Drums. So a quick shout out for all of you, but we will kind of mention you as you tweet along, and all the other folks that have tweeted in. There's some other news to tell you about. What have we got here? The Best Business Events Organisation have a webinar, The Future of Business, Evolve or Become Obsolete. The business landscape has changed, a newer way of thinking is required. Be prepared for change and embrace not only technology but changing buying habits. That's taking place this Thursday, the 25th of June, 11 till 12:30, and it's being presented by the fantastic Mr. David Shaw. Really brilliant. It was certainly worth listening to. You can book your place by going to www.bitesizeonline.co.uk. That's a webinar on the future. I've heard David talk on this subject before. It's fascinating, interesting, informative, entertaining. Do join up for the webinar, bitesizeonline.co.uk. www.thebusinessbunker.co.uk. The lovely Tracy Ferguson has tweeted, sounds like you've got another interesting show, Paul. Look forward to listening in later. Thank you for that, Tracy. You're always a great supporter of the show, and we really do appreciate it. Trying to catch up with what we've got now. Hammond Accountants. Hello, Paul. Can we have a shout out? That's Hammond's Accountants. The lovely folks at Morpheus Insurance. What else? Studio GP Photography has been really epic today with his gifts. So that's a real nice one. And this, do give him a follow on the Twitter. His Twitter handle is Studio GBP. And he's got some epic gifts on his timeline today. So do have a look at that. What else have we got? Let's try and catch up. The trouble with all of these on there, I've got to scroll through and find them all in amongst all the gifts and the funny stuff. The lovely Tracy Ann Barker of Tabot Official. Have a great show. We'll be listening later on catch up. Thank you, Tracy Ann. Tracy Ann, another fantastic supporter of the show. The great folks at Diamond Circle Weddings. Hi, Business Bunker. We did a Facebook poll yesterday. 88% of the audience wanted us to post about venue styling this week. An event stylist works closely with the client to develop a cohesive theme and atmosphere around colours that have been chosen for the event. And that's using the hashtag weddings events. Give them a follow on Twitter. Diamond Circle Weddings UK, DC Weddings UK is their Twitter handle. Lovely folks, that's Paul and Polly there from DC Weddings UK. Jules has been on Twitter trying to explain to our American friends the differences in the English language between American and English. I'll leave you to follow her Twitter handle to find out what they're talking about. And we have the lovely Kim Stevens of Care in Kent, and she says, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for all the frontline key workers. Thank you to our Care in Kent team for their exceptional role in caring for the vulnerable despite all the current risks. The love and care the team shows continues to leave me awestruck, and we are with you 100% on that, Kim. Fantastic work done by some fantastic people who really don't get the recognition that they deserve and have been ignored for far too long, and it's about time we recognised the valuable work that those key workers and carers do. So thank you for that tweet and for reminding us. There's also some government news coming along about changes to the coronavirus job retention scheme. The Treasury has published guidance on changes to the coronavirus job retention scheme, which kick in on the 1st of July. Employers will be able to bring back previously furloughed employees on a part-time basis and decide the hours and shift patterns they work to suit their business. HMRC is holding a webinar on the 23rd of June, that's today, and the 30th of June. Registration is essential. To register for the 30th of June event, if you go to www.gov.uk/government-collections/coronavirus-job-retention-scheme, that's where all the details are. And to register, go to register.gotowebinar.com. 36675 is far too long. I'll put a link on the Business Bunker website to the registration. But if you go to that government website that I gave you, I'll give it to you again, www.gov.uk/government/collections/coronavirus-job-retention-scheme. All the details will be there. But effectively, from the 1st of July, we can bring furloughed workers back on a part-time basis where they can still receive some government funds towards their salary and some contribution for the fact that they're working back part-time, which is good news. We're starting to open up a bit now and to come out of this, which is fantastic news. Let's see what else I've got on the Twitter. I've got loads of things running here to try and see what we got going on. Pink Spaghetti have said, thank you for the shout out. Looking forward to listening to the show. Thank you, Vicky. Amy Jane of Amy Jane Aesthetics. I'm ready. Good. I wish I was. we've had 50 savvy women. That's not 50 savvy women. That's a Twitter handle. 50 savvy women who have joined the Twitter chat, as has Louise Flower Mad. Who else have we got? Loads of people. Local food and drink have tweeted. Zesty social media, obviously, are tweeting. So do keep your tweets coming in. I'll try and keep up to date with them. But for the moment, we're going to play a track. And while we've got that music on, I'm going to get our first guest on the phone. So let's have a bit of street life.
Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was a bit of Randy Crawford, Street Life. I'm now hopefully joined on the phone by my first guest, the lovely Natalie Ray of Life Ladders. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, Paul. Great to be here.
It's lovely to hear you, and it's lovely for you to join us. Thank you so much for doing that. We kind of met through Twitter, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and I was fascinated by what I saw about your business, and I just thought it would be a fantastic thing to share with our listeners your journey, because you're a reasonably relatively new startup as well, are you not? So why don't you kick off by telling us a bit about Life Ladders?
That's perfect. Yeah, thank you so much, Paul. Yeah, it's really brilliant to be here. And yes, we are recently launched. So we did launch in lockdown, which of course had its challenges. But we're very proud to be here. So yeah, at Life Ladder, we provide well-being support, well-being and personal development for individuals and for businesses. And I think in the business world, we really help businesses to provide something tangible for their employees, because well-being is a tricky subject, and not every business is entirely comfortable with how to manage mental well-being at work. It can be quite complex. So our platform enables businesses to provide something really tangible to directly impact employee well-being and therefore, of course, the performance and productivity.
Okay.
So with the lockdown launch, my goodness, it was a challenge. But we kind of knew that well-being is more important than ever at the moment for people and businesses to recover. So we all stepped up, really. We all stepped up and we're really excited to play our part and know that what we can provide is really critical in the world right now.
You can say that again. I have so much respect for anybody that launches a new business, but for someone that launches it in the middle of the worst pandemic the world has seen for about 800 years is quite something. But you're absolutely and you fully do deserve to succeed based on that alone. But more than that, what you're doing is so necessary as well, and it's necessary under normal circumstances, but now more than ever, it's something that we really do need, because as you intimated, you know, mental well-being across the board, as well as at work, is probably under the greatest stress that it's ever been at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's going to get more complex as well, because where there is uncertainty, that's where the mental challenges come, and it really requires that resilience and that work to control the mind, I suppose, from the inside out, rather than allowing the external circumstances to dominate our results and how we feel, which is really tough. So, so yeah, we want to put people in the driving seat of their thoughts and feelings and give them that support to really move forward with self-leadership and improve their quality of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Many years ago, I used to teach leadership training courses. Mm-hmm. And one of my big things is that people feel most comfortable and work at their best when they feel some degree of control over their lives. And
yes.
One of the biggest problems that we have with the lockdown, the things that are going on in society at the moment, is we're all feeling out of control. None of us have control of this. Those of us that are in business, we're used to the ups and downs of business life. You know, things come along, you can plan for them, you can deal with them. But with this, we have absolutely no control over it. And that is what I think is at the root cause of a lot of the discomfort that's going on at the moment. And my worry is that that's going to lead to longer term mental health issues within the workplace. So I love what you're offering. Can you kind of broaden out a bit, Natalie, how the platform works, what it kind of does, you know, obviously without giving away your commercial secrets, but how it works and how one utilizes it? effectively.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So, as I say, we look after individuals and also businesses, and we do it on like a membership basis. It's kind of like a gym membership for the mind. And if you think about the gym, you don't get fit or physically well by just going to the gym on an ad hoc basis.
Do you not? Oh dear.
And it's kind of the same with our mental well-being. We need to give it that nurture, that focus, that consciousness in order to maintain a happy, healthy mind. And when we do, we get the rewards and we start seeing more happiness and success in life. So how it works is that individuals can become a member of Life Ladder. And in doing so, they get all the coaching tools which are normally accessible on personal development courses that cost thousands and thousands of pounds. I know I've spent that on my own development over the years, but we've kind of done it in a way that's more flexible to suit more people and more lifestyles, because first of all, not everybody has the time to go off on long courses for this kind of thing, and secondly, not everyone is in the higher income brackets and has the affordability to go and get an expert one-to-one coaching program. So our platform enables you to get those benefits, but on a more flexible basis. So our expert coaching team provide content and activities fresh on a daily basis to walk people through 7 transformational steps and really bite-sized chunks. So you can log into your personal development platform. You can set your own kind of goals and track your successes, but then you get this expert content and coaching tools putting you in the driving seat of your life, really, and how you think and feel. So instead of us holding the coaching tools and people needing to continuously come back, our ethos is about putting other people in the driving seat so that they can live a better life and feel that sense of control, like you were talking about.
Sure.
So in addition to the daily content, there's monthly workshops as well. And
sorry to interrupt. When you're saying about workshops, under normal circumstances, would they be physical workshops, or are they online, or a combination?
Good question. Thank you. They're online workshops, because the ethos of our business is to make it online and digital to get success to more people. So if you miss it, if you can't make the workshop, then you can get the recording. But you can also submit your own personal questions and express what you want out of your journey, and our coaching team will prepare and support you accordingly. So it's very much the benefits and the rewards of a premium coaching program, but in an affordable and accessible way. And you can log on any time of day or night and get access to the resources. So if you're a mum and, you know, you put the kids to bed, you can kind of, you know, that's probably the only time you might be able to access it. Equally, if you run a business and you're looking after your employees all day, you may not get space for your own growth. So you can do it any time of the day or night.
Well, that's fantastic. And that's a really good and a really useful resource. Going forward, you know, it looks like we're unwinding the lockdown now. And as I just announced on air, the government have recently just announced that they're kind of unlocking from the 1st of July by allowing hospitality and food and drink places to open and to reduce the distancing need, social distancing need, to 1 metre. So it looks like we're starting to unlock now. For you, it's going to be new territory, really, isn't it? Running a business in normal circumstances, because you've launched this during a lockdown. For you, what do you see as the immediate strategic plans for Life Ladder? How do you see it evolving?
Well, I thank you for the question. I think there's such a great need for it that the strategy is actually fairly complex, because the needs are so vast right now. You know, there's going to be businesses that might need to signpost employees, for example, to wellbeing support, so through redundancy, maybe staff on furlough. They may either want to provide wellbeing support for their team, because even those that haven't been on furlough, they've been carrying a lot of the weight and the pressure on their shoulders as well. So we will probably support companies more and more in various different ways, whether it be by setting them up with corporate membership to help their employees, or just by giving them something tangible that they can signpost people to.
Yeah.
So that would be one way.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, no, no. I was just going to frame my Tuppenceworth in there. Before lockdown, my business, Jobs in Kent, was heavily involved in running careers fairs along with the lovely Tracy Ferguson, who is Tassie64 on Twitter. And we were running careers fairs around the county, where we also offered workshops for people for dealing with some of those things. And it strikes me that Life Ladder would be a fantastic addition to that when we eventually get back to doing that, because there were lots of people back then who were looking for work that were struggling with how to come to terms with what they were doing, struggling with coming to terms with being unemployed. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be quite prevalent over the next probably 6 or 7 months as the unemployment numbers creep ever upwards for a period of time until we can stabilise things. So again, I think Life Ladders could become an important lifeline for those kind of things.
Oh, thanks. I like that. That's a nice line. There you go.
Yeah. I'm good at coming up with slogans. Don't you worry. Not much copy anything else, but slogans are me.
I just wanted to say as well, it's not only is it about the wellbeing support, it's also about companies and businesses recovering. And, you know, it's very easy to get to slip into survival mode and focus on tasks rather than people. And in fact, now's the time to really step up how you look after people, because they still remain, you know, a big task that, you know, it's important not only for the care and the well-being, but also for the success of your company, that you actually get the best out of your team. And so we're not just about well-being, we're also about success. And actually, if I may just share how we started, because it's a really wonderful story and something really close to my heart. We actually created Life Ladder because of successful results, because my current business partners, who are amazing, extraordinary people, they were actually one of my clients.
Right, okay.
And I worked with them for several months, helping them to support their people, and they knew that I was kind of on a mission to get this help to more people. And one day I was driving home from East Grinstead, and my now business partner phoned me and said, would you like any help with Life Ladder, because what you've done for our business and our team is priceless, so we'd really love to invest and be in this journey with you, because everybody needs what you do and we'd love to play our part in the world. So I think that's really amazing, that the experience that they had made them feel so passionate about helping others in the world that they were willing to get on board with being part of it. So we're all about success as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And just going back to something you said a little bit earlier on about people being important, now more than ever in such a technical world, we have oodles of technology for doing things. We have oodles of communication technology, some of which can become quite oppressive after a while, with social media and things like that. We also have AI coming along, Internet of Things, so many things happening. We mustn't lose sight of the fact that business, like everything else, it eventually comes down to people. You know, unless you're going to automate the customer and do away with the whole thing, you're going to still be dealing with people. And now more than ever, those soft skills, those people skills, I think, are going to be the future. They've always been really important, but I think now more than ever, they're so much more important as we make so many things technical. And frankly, I've worked in technology over 50 years, but I know that technology has its limitations. It doesn't possess a lot of common sense. It does things, you know, automatically, and quite often it can get itself in a loop, and the only way you can get out of that is with people. So we have to be very careful that we encourage people and don't, you know, sideline them, and we don't sideline people's skills and people abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think you're right. There's going to be major changes in play. Also, you know, there's going to be the question of how much autonomy people have. People will naturally now be used to more freedom and autonomy. And so there's that craving for how to have more autonomy and mastery and purpose.
Yeah.
And I think that what we do with our self-development is actually such a gift to employees, to say we value you not only as an employee, but as a person and for what you bring. And so it can really help people to thrive in that autonomy and to translate it into meaningful business results.
Yeah, absolutely. When we first started talking about you appearing on the show, I made a statement that said I still feel that culturally the UK, unlike other parts of the world, we still don't invest enough in ourselves. It's still one of those things. It's much better than it used to be years ago, but I still don't think enough of us develop and invest in ourselves and in our skills and in our support as much as we could. And I just wondered if you had any thoughts or feelings about that.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. I think it's really important that we remember the fact that most of us want more, okay? We might want a different holiday or a new home or a new job or a new opportunity or to do a project really well. So whatever we want on the outside happens as a result of how we work on the inside, because when our mindset is right, we can apply the skills, we can create new ideas, we tap into this potential that we have inside of us to be more than sometimes what we think we can. And I think the more we put resources into our toolkit, if you like, the greater experiences we can have in our personal and professional lives. So that's why I think so many entrepreneurs or business owners already do lots of self-development, because actually they realize for their business to grow, they also need to keep growing.
Yep, absolutely.
So, I think you're right. It's come a long way, and there's still a lot more that can be done to make self-development a priority, and that's something we're really keen to do at Life Ladder.
Absolutely. Natalie, I could talk about this for days and days and days, and I'm sure you could too. We're kind of coming to the end of the interview. If people want to find out more about Life Ladders, if they want to talk to you about any of this, what's the best way to do that?
Sure, thank you. Many ways, and I can see that the listeners are really active on Twitter, which is amazing. I'm happy to follow and connect on Twitter. You can also find me, Natalie Ray, on LinkedIn. But equally, if you go to lifeladder.com, to our website, you can reach out to us via our contact page there, and we can set up a call. I'm happy to also offer any support with wellbeing, employee wellbeing, if any listeners need some support at the moment.
Fantastic. All of those contact details are on the Kent Business Radio website, on the homepage. You can find them there if you want to talk to Natalie or her team, or just have a look, have a mooch round, have a look at what they do, find out how it suits you and how you can use it. Natalie, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning, this afternoon even. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk again in the future as your businesses unfold and as the situation changes. And I'm sure we'll get you back on later in the year to have an update on where we are. But for the moment, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Paul. It's been an absolute pleasure. All the best, and have a great day.
Thank you very much. Take care now, Natalie.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Natalie Ray there of Life Ladders, talking about her new business, supporting people in a world of work in terms of their well-being and development. Fantastic initiative. Do check it out. Do have a look. The website and the contact details are on the Kent Business Radio website. Listen, I'm getting absolutely inundated, which is lovely, with tweets, but I'm trying to keep up with them all and make sure I read as many as I can. M Farmers Market. Hi, Business Bunker. Would love a shout out to all the lovely farmers market stallholders who've been doing home delivery of food and drink during lockdown. A really big thank you. The lovely Lisa Settle has been on. Hi, Lisa. Hope you're well. Michael Park Surveyors, we'd love a Business Bunker shout out, Paul. Thank you so much. We just love your vibe. Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. Michael Park Surveyors, MPSL, on the Twitter. All things property in the southeast of England. They're based over there in Medway. Another regular tweeter into the show, Athel Bray Limited. Hello, Business Bunker gang. Nothing to do with work this week, but can we remind all dog doggo owners to keep an eye on the four-legged beast during the hot weather. Early morning, late evening walks, somewhere cool to rest, plenty of fresh water. And Jaffa says frozen watermelon works a treat to refresh. Well, I'm on board with all of that, and I'm not a dog. So, look after your dog in the hot weather. And me, look after me in the hot weather too. There was another tweet that I saw that I really do want to read. iTrust Assurance, the holding page for our new Worldly Wise CIC website, goes live today, and that's worldlywisecic.com. Check it out, worldlywisecic.com. Check that out, have a look. Here it is. This is from Neville Gaunt. Could we have a well done shout out, please? Congratulations to the June 2020 graduates of the YP2 Grow, many of whom have already got jobs because they changed their attitude. That's YP2 Grow, changing the attitude of a generation. Your passport to grow is what YP2 stands for. It's a Twitter handle. You can follow it, YP2Grow, or follow Neville Gaunt on the Twitter. Neville is the person behind that fantastic initiative. Check it out. Have a look at it. It's really interesting stuff that he's doing there. Okay, I've got some more things to tell you about. As part of the government's support for businesses during COVID-19, HMRC gave businesses the option of deferring their VAT payments if they were unable to pay on time without incurring late payment interest or penalties. Payment of VAT falling due between the 20th of March and the 30th of June 2020 can be deferred until the 31st of March 2021. So you've got a year, but you have got to pay it. Yeah, and you must continue to file your VAT return online, even if you do defer the payment. So they're telling us to remind you that the option to defer paying VAT ends on the 30th of June 2020. This means that VAT returns with a payment date due after 30th of June must be paid in full on time. So it was only the last quarter. The next quarter has to be paid. You can't defer it. If you haven't deferred any VAT payments, you don't need to take any further action. If you have deferred paying your VAT and normally pay by direct debit, you should now reinstate it. You should do this at least 3 working days before submitting your VAT return in order for HMRC to take the payment. For further details on this, if you go to gov.uk and search pay your VAT bill, you can find out the in-depth information. Please do not call HMRC for more information. Everything you need to know is on gov.uk. This will leave our phone lines open for those who need them most. So remember, any VAT payments you have deferred during this period should be paid in full on or before the 31st of March 2021. You can make ad hoc payments or additional payments with your subsequent VAT returns to reduce the amount outstanding if you wish. If you're unable to pay the VAT due and need additional time to pay, please contact HMRC before the payment is due. For help, go to gov.uk and search if you cannot pay your tax bill on time, or you can call their helpline on 0300 200 3835, 0300 200 3835, and quote V1. So their helpline, if you can't pay your tax bill, is 0300 200 385 and quote V1. For all other advice and information on the support available, go to gov.uk and search business support. So there's a lot of information there on VAT. Do keep on top of it. Don't let it get away from you, because that could cause more problems than it's worth. Let me see what else we've got here. Twitter is going ballistic, which is lovely, but trying to keep up with it is not easy. Tracy Ferguson has been on. Similar to the focus on strengths stats I quoted when I was last on Business Bunker Show, when a business looks after its people, supports their personal growth and develops their strengths, it creates a better working environment, more productivity and fantastic customer service. Absolutely right. Tracy responding to some of the things that Natalie and I were talking about just now. And you're absolutely right. Lovely Phil Wilson of Pip Drums has been on. Hello, Phil. Hope you're okay. Phil's been building model aircraft, I see. So keep up with that, Phil. I'm amazed at what you're doing. And Tracy again talking about Natalie, a great idea for companies to have an opportunity to signpost their employees for mental health matters and support. Absolutely. Mindful Personal Training have said hello and asked for a shout out. So that's Mindful Personal Training. Hello there, folks. The Transcription Agency, which I happen to know is the lovely Polly. Afternoon Vanillaware from TTA Hythe. That's their Twitter handle, TTA Hythe, H-Y-T-H-E. I was asked today what transcription is. Our teams are busy transcribing meetings, Zooms, research interviews, legal and medical audios, absolutely anything recorded that needs documenting. Happy sunny Tuesday to you all. Okay, so basically that's anything that's audio, whether it be a physical meeting or an online meeting or a digital meeting, and you need the words and notes put into written form is what the transcription agency do. So fantastic news. The lovely Amanda Flanders has been on with some of her fantastic gifts. You have to follow Amanda J. Flanders' Twitter handle to see how she presents those fantastic gifts. We're talking about the business diaries now on Twitter. The business diaries is a storytelling event that met up physically, well, it's been going about 3 years or so. I always forget how long it's been going. It's a fantastic thing where we hear personal stories from the life of business people that isn't about selling your business or doing business. And, of course, due to lockdown, that's not being held at the moment. But what Lisa and Isla, who are the two folks that run it, have done is they've turned them into podcasts. And I think there's 6 podcasts available now. So do check that out. Chips and Dinks have said, yeah, we all love a GIF. The Business Diaries have actually tweeted now, wishing you a super show. Can we have a shout out for our podcast, please? We would love the listener to tune in via Apple Podcasts or Podbeam, hoping for a live event in December. So what I was just saying, you can listen to the 6 of the podcasts from the storytelling events that are available on Podbeam now. And Tracy Ferguson Tassie has said, thank you for the shout out, Paul, and love the tunage, Street Life. Yeah. DC Weddings have been on again, and Julie Hill Travel Inspirations has asked for a shout out, and Fitness with Leanne. Blimey, they're all coming in now. So do keep it coming. The lovely Beverly Bunn has also been on. Oh, sorry, I was just about to read that, and Twitter took it away and showed me something that I really didn't need to see. Sorry about that. Do keep your tweets coming. Do keep the Twitter chat going with the lovely folks from ZC Social Media.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. 3 great speakers, 8 of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Red House Mortgages have also tweeted in and they say, yay, June team, Business Bunker, ZC Social Media. Thank you for that, Red House Mortgages. What else have we got? Studio GP Photography is giving the ZC Social Media Challenge tweeting a 10 out of 10, apparently. Prince's Golf Club have tweeted in. Red House Mortgages have said, Business Bunker, listening to your show for the first time, it's great. We'll definitely listen more. Thank you so much for that. We normally have quite a lot of fun here once we're back out of lockdown and we can have people back in the studio. There's a lot more people that you can listen to, hear from, and talk to as well. Again, Studio GB Photography is having lots of fun in this Twitter chat, and quite right too, and he's got some great gifts. We've also heard from Fiona Schultz, books, entertainment, food shows and chefs. There you go. And they've given me a happy gif. Twitter's really driving me nuts today. It keeps removing things when I'm trying to read them. And Kate Underdown has said, hi Business Bunker, I'm having a Zoom and Twitter sandwich today. I've got another Zoom at 2 o'clock. Okay. Good stuff. Okay, keep them coming in. Loads of things happening on the Twitter, on the ZC Social Media Twitter chat. Fantastic stuff. It's really good stuff. And learning about the power of social media and how you can use it to promote your business and what you're doing and build a personal brand. Okay, right, I'm going to catch up with that Twitter stuff later. I'm going to read you some more information. There is an FSB webinar taking place mañana, tomorrow, Wednesday the 24th of June, 10:30 to 11:30, how to maximise opportunities within local communities. Business owners that have already resumed trading share experiences and ideas on how to maximise opportunities within your local community. So it's a webinar taking place tomorrow at 10:30, and you're going to hear from people that have already reopened their business after lockdown with some of their experiences of what's happened, what they've learned, and how they've dealt with it. So that could be really useful if you're about to open your business up again. If you want to register for that event, it's fsb.org.uk/event calendar, how to maximize opportunities. That's www.fsb.org.uk/event calendar/ how to maximize opportunities. Do check that out. That could be really valuable if you're about to open your business, because you're going to hear some valuable experiences from people that have already tried to do that. I've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ann Barker, Tabat Official. Happy Tuesday, Business Bunker. Have a great show. I'm going to be listening on catch up later. Well, thank you very much, Tracy Ann. We do appreciate your support, and thank you for doing that. Right. The FSB also have an event taking place on Thursday the 9th of July. Now, I'm giving you a heads up on this because you really are going to want to get along to this. Again, it's a webinar. And it's Stay Visible, Stay Viable, Stay Profitable, taking place on Thursday the 9th of July at 9:30 a.m. It's a half-day event that will be run on Zoom. So it's a whole half-day event and will be compared by David Taylor of DNA 6 and Jane Knight of Successful Mums. There will be 6 themes of the webinar: building an effective business strategy, creativity in the workplace, successful content creation, networking online and offline, understanding digital advertising, and data protection and monitoring. So that's Stay Visible, Stay Viable, Stay Profitable, an FSB seminar on Thursday the 9th of July at 9:30 with David Taylor and Jane Knight. And to register for it, it's a bit of a weird address, uso2web.zoom.us webinar WN. We got to find a way of doing these links that can be read on the radio. The best way of finding it is to go to the fsb.org.uk website and look under event calendar. That's where you will find all of these things registered. But I'm going to put this Zoom link up on the radio website so that you can find it and reserve your place. The fantastic Romney Marsh networking meetings are still taking place online for the time being. And their next meeting is 10:30 tomorrow, Wednesday the 24th of June, on Zoom. Join us, give and receive support, and listen to ideas and activities being put into place to address the challenges and opportunities created by COVID-19. Come along and grow your network, contacts and your business identity, and organise one-to-one meetings with other group members and tell us about your business organisation and your plans for the future. Bookings will close this evening and are essential if you want to join the meeting. Full details of all future meetings are available on their website, which is marshnetwork.co.uk. That's marshnetwork.co.uk. Or you can download their app. And their app is marshnetwork.imobile.one. marshnetwork.imobile.one for their network app. For your own page, online business card, to book events, find contact details of other app users, and to send and receive messages, you need to go to marshnetwork.imobile.one. See you at a meeting soon. That's from Terry Botfield. And you can follow Terry on the Twitter because he has one of my favourite Twitter handles, which is TDBotty. TDBotty, B-O-T-T-Y. Do give Terry a follow. I'm trying to stay on top of all this Twitter mayhem. It's not easy. What else have we got? And so social media have been on there trying to manage it as well. Good luck, guys. It's great stuff out there. It's good to see so many people joining in with the Twitter chat, talking to each other, talking to us on the show. Local food and drink tours are saying, agree, this is an amazing community with an amazing opportunity, and we've only been going 23 days. Fantastic stuff. It's really great stuff, everyone. Do keep the chat going. Do keep the networking going. Keep talking to each other. Keep supporting each other. That's what it's all about. What else have we got here? Interesting. Knole Park Golf Club have raised £8,506 for Kenwood Trust, which is a charity based in Yalding, which provides support to those affected by addiction, homelessness and crime. Like many charities throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, Kenwood Trust has suffered a loss in fundraising income, especially due to the closure of their commercial enterprise, Kenwood Place. Therefore, donations and fundraising initiatives such as these prove vital in helping them continue their life-changing services. Penny Williams, who's the CEO of Kenwood Trust, said, "We are incredibly grateful for the continued support of Knole Park Golf Club, especially in the current climate. These funds will help go towards updating our dining room for our residents, create a more social space which they can enjoy." Kenwood Trust is a charity based in Yalding that provides support to those affected by addiction, homelessness and crime. Throughout the pandemic, they have been one of the few residential addiction rehabilitation centres to continue taking admissions through the creation of two isolation areas on their site. Therefore, the ability to create a nicer space for their residents through lockdown has been greatly appreciated by all. Helen Sykes, who's the lady captain at Knole Park Golf Club in 2019, picked Kenwood Trust to benefit from fundraising efforts by the club after visiting the cafe and bistro at Kenwood Place. And she said, "I was very impressed with the building, the environment and the important work they do. I was keen to find a local charity where the money raised would really make a difference. I'm delighted to have been able to fundraise on their behalf." Knole Park Golf Club in Sevenoaks is regarded as Kent's number one inland course and is regularly named in the top 100 courses in England. It's set within 1,000 acres of magnificent parkland and home to 350 wild deer. It's the only remaining medieval deer park in Kent. To find out more about the services that Kenwood Trust offer or how you can fundraise for them, visit their website, which is kenwoodtrust.org.uk. That's K-E-N-W-A-R-D, kenwoodtrust.org.uk. Do please support them, support us. I'm a trustee of that trust, and I'm also the chair of Kenwood Commercial Enterprise side. And we do need your funds to keep going because we're struggling during lockdown to create our own income. The Music Man Project in Kent and Medway is an up-and-coming interactive online concert, which is free to join. And I guarantee, this is from Sarah Mann, I guarantee that this will be an incredibly joyous event, something to lift the spirits as we begin to emerge from lockdown. 14 weeks ago, the Music Man Project, an accessible music service for people with learning disabilities, had to close its doors on the usual weekly sessions and other planned concert and events. But we've not let that deter us. We've been trying to keep in contact with and reach as many of our students as possible through phone calls, video calls, online resources and live Zoom sessions. These connections have been a real lifeline for so many of our students who have suddenly found themselves cut off from family, friends and all things that they love to do. Not following usual structures and routines has been a cause of great anxiety for many of our performers who are confused and anxious about what pandemic, social distancing or lockdown even means. Many have had to face the crisis alone, which has cause increased loneliness and depression. However, music is a great tonic, and our weekly sessions have helped to keep some sense of normality and connection with others, as well as giving structure to the week. And on Sunday the 28th of June at 3 p.m. we will be holding our first ever interactive online concert on Facebook Live and YouTube. A celebration of accessible music making, this hour-long concert will feature many of the Music Man Project Kent favourites, some recorded from our past concerts, such as the Royal Albert Hall last year, some recorded live from our Zoom room sessions, and others written and recorded especially for this period of lockdown. I can guarantee they'll all be delivered with the usual Music Man Project flair and enthusiasm. To check out our Facebook page, the Music Man Project Kent and website, go to their website, themusicmanproject.com. You can also get in touch should you require any further clarification. That's from Sarah Mann, who's the director of the Music Man Project. So check that out. Themusicmanproject.com is their website, and there you can link to their Facebook page and YouTube to see their online conference. Right, I think we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom now, and when we come back, we've got another guest to talk to.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. Channel Radio News.